coach, once again, you're tired early in the second quarter and things just fall apart. Where did it go wrong?
Well, it started with transition defense. You know, they were able to get easy baskets. And that's, you know that going in. I think the Westbrook speed and their athleticism, you know, they got down the court quickly. And, you know, some of the at certain times with certain lineups in the game, we need to make sure that we execute like almost overboard. I thought there, it's just, we've talked about it before, some of the physicality taking us out of some stuff, but that's going to happen. You know, when you look at the quarters of the line, you know, the 40 jumps out, just like you said. So, you know, that it can't be 40. You know, if it ends up being 30 or, you know, someone gets hot. But that number, as you said, jumps out. It jumps out at me. It jumps out at you. There isn't like a magic wand that we have to, you know, to fix that. We just got to play better during those stretches. And the group that's on the floor needs to come together and play better.
Quinn, on the defensive end, is it that they're making the wrong decisions out there? Is it that they're not defending with enough force? I mean, what's going on?
Well, some of it, that's a very talented team. And so, and they're also very connected because they've played together for some time. And you know, I think we've been on the road a long time, and this is basically another game. And I'm not making excuses, but we flew and we play and we fly again and we play. And there's, I don't feel like we have had energy and focus that we need to have. So that leads to breakdowns. Sometimes energy can kind of make up for breakdowns. We're making dumb plays on defense that I know we know not to make, and it's just a lack of concentration collectively. I feel like we can be better. And when you look at, again, it's, you know, if we're giving up 23, 25, 23, we're happy against that team. But that's not what happened. So.
Coach, did this feel more like just one out of 82 games, these things kind of happen, or was there anything specific that bothered you?
A little bit of both. Yeah, a little bit of both. I think these things do happen. You know, you turn on the ticker and you see teams on a given night, you know, that take it in the chin. But I think for our group to just leave it there is a mistake. I think for us, again, the opportunity is to try to dig in. And there's some in the game that you could write that off to. And then, well, what the main thing for us is, what can we control? So we'll look at the film, look at the second quarter, you know, look at some of the struggles that we had and ask ourselves why and get to work and try to figure out how to be better.
On the offensive end, 89 points, shooting 38%. Is it, again, what's going on? Can you assess that a little bit? 38%, you know.
Yeah. No, I mean, this is a team that is kind of built to make our lives difficult because, you know, we get the ball at the rim and we put pressure on the rim. And, you know, you've got Ibaka and Adams in size back there that, you know, their length and size, I think, makes it hard for us defensively or offensively. You know, that would be the primary thing. You know, as far, and I think their length and their physicality, things that we talked about at the beginning of the game, you know, that were going to be important for us. The ball stuck at various times, and some of that was them. You know, they made it hard for us to move it. And, again, we knew that was going to be the case coming in. There just has to be more force and precision. I mean, those to me are the two words that jump out that we need to do more of offensively. And some of that gets down to concentration.
Okay.